In a couple of weeks, those of us who want to have our mug or a photo of beloved Junior or Fido printed on a custom-made postage stamp will once more be able to do so. The U.S. Postal Service has given the go-ahead for the private venture Photo Stamps. There was a brief experiment with the program last year, but after some embarrassment about what ended up on some of those stamps, the program was shelved. That was after the muckraking website thesmokinggun.com posted images of some of the stamps it had been able to order, which included photos of Slobodan Milosevic and Unabomber Ted Kaczynski. Now photo stamps will have tougher restrictions on just what is stamp acceptable. Ken McBride is the president and CEO of Stamps.com, the company that has the market on these custom stamps. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And first, what is allowed?
Well, what is allowed? We're accepting family-oriented images, so babies, kids, families, couples, individuals, you know, pets, cars, landscapes. Those are all popular the first time around.
So that's all safe. What is forbidden then?
So we're not accepting any images that are objectionable, so examples of images that depict violence or, of course, sexually explicit or anything offensive in general. Anything that depicts, you know, newsworthy or notorious images, so any current former world leaders or celebrities or convicted criminals are definitely off limits. We're making sure and asking users to make sure they own the copyright of their photo stamps.
Well, somewhere in there, I guess there are a lot of value judgments that have to be made of whether something is objectionable, as you said. Who makes those decisions and how do they go about making them?
You know, it is a challenging part of the business model, and we have individuals in the company that are looking at each and every image and making those decisions based on guidelines that we've set up. So we really looked for people who had a good base of knowledge, expertise in world history and world culture and current events, but it's more of a visual expertise, so people that are good at recognizing faces. You know, those people that always just know or can recognize something in a newspaper, in a magazine. So we put people through a pretty major screening process, and then after we selected some individuals, we've spent several months enhancing their knowledge and training them through a process that includes plowing through thousands of images that we're on the lookout for.
Really? So it would be, you know, keep an eye out for this guy. That would be Marshall Tito.
Yeah, we've built a database of images that we're watching for.
What would you do if there were a case of somebody who submitted a stamp that they said was their image and you said, no, that's Angelina Jolie, and she says, no, I actually just look a whole lot like Angelina Jolie?
We did have some of those cases where, you know, even people that were celebrity lookalikes and things like that. You know, we usually will do an investigation and make sure that the user has the rights to publicity for that particular image.
And color, black and white pictures, anything's fine?
We're not currently accepting black and whites just because, you know, some of the ones we had more difficulty with the first time around were largely black and white. So, in generally speaking, I think there's a larger universe of notorious images that we prefer not show up on photo stamps in black and white than there are in color.
Let's put a price tag on all of this. If I go to the post office and buy 20 37-cent stamps, that'll set me back $7.40. How about if I buy a custom stamp from you?
Sheet of 20 is for one single sheet is $16.99.
Well, Ken McBride, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ken McBride is the president and CEO of Stamps.com, which will begin offering custom-made postage stamps again next month.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.